4 months after he was pronounced dead, a young American man says he feels pretty good, if a little impatient to get his life back to normal. It's an extraordinary story. Zach Dunlap had been in a terrible bike accident and was about to have his organs removed and donated when his family spotted a slight movement from his hand and foot. He went on to make significant progress and was allowed home less than 2 months later. As Barbara Miller reports, the 21-year-old has now told his story to a US television network.
Zach Dunlap wasn't wearing a helmet when his quad bike flipped while he was out riding with friends on November the 17th last year. He suffered severe head injuries and was flown to a trauma unit at a Texas hospital. 36 hours later, doctors declared him brain dead. A moment Zach Dunlap says he remembers. In an interview with NBC's Today Show, the 21-year-old said hearing he was pronounced dead made him mad.
I'm glad I couldn't get up and do what I wanted to do. Probably would have been a broken window that went out.
His family agreed to donate his organs and a medical team was on its way to harvest them. But as they were paying their last respects to him, Zach Dunlap's cousin, a nurse, says acting on a hunch, he pulled out a pocket knife and scraped it across the young man's foot. His foot pulled away, as did his arm a moment later when his cousin dug his fingernail under the patient's nail. Zach Dunlap's mother, Pam, told NBC it was an incredible moment.
That was the most miraculous feeling. We had gone from the lowest possible emotion that a parent could feel to the top of the mountains again.
Professor Bruce Brew is head of the Department of Neurology at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. He says stories such as Zach Dunlap's do happen from time to time, but are extremely rare.
It can be difficult to diagnose brain death. There's no absolutely diagnostic test. There are certainly some grey areas in relation to pronouncing brain death.
How rare is such an occurrence, do you think?
Very rare.
Can you put a figure on it?
Perhaps one in several hundred thousand, if not even rarer. By and large, when people are pronounced brain dead, they unfortunately are.
4 months after his accident, Zach Dunlap is walking, talking and going through intensive rehabilitation. His mother, Pam, says he still has some way to go.
He does still have a lot of memory issues and it just takes a long time for the brain to heal after such a traumatic injury.
But Roger Rees, Professor of Disability Studies and Rehabilitation in the School of Medicine at Flinders University, says patients who recover from brain injuries often defy expectations.
I've got a good example at the moment of a young woman from Chile who was badly smashed up in a road accident. She was a fluent English speaker, but her first language, of course, was Spanish. When she was injured, she could no longer speak English, and she had a long, extended period in coma. But gradually, the first language, Spanish, underpinned the second language, which over many years gradually recovered. Now, there was no expectation when she was first assessed, when she came out of coma, that she would ever speak again, certainly not speak English again.
Zach Dunlap says he's a little frustrated by the pace of his recovery.
I feel pretty good, but it's just hard. Just ain't got the patience.
But he appears in good humour, joking that he got to live because only the good die young.
That's Barbara Miller reporting there.